myth is that the Jewish state is supposedly facing a demographic time bomb due to supposed very high fertility rate on the Arab side and low one on the Jewish side. The reality is very different, and once again conventional wisdom is clashing with reality. If in 1960 there were six more Arab births per Arab woman over Jewish woman, today there are more birth per Jewish woman in Israel than Arab women in Israel. And we're talking, to be precise, 3.16 Jewish babies per Jewish women, 3.11 babies per Arab women. The reason for the rapid decline of Arab women has been accelerated pace of modernization and a very remarkable upgrade of the position of Arab women in Israel, education-wise, employment-wise, community profile. And at the same time, when it comes to very relatively high birth rate, fertility rate among Jews in Israel, it has to do with a relatively high level of optimism, patriotism, attachment to roots, and sense of communal and national responsibility.
And Mr. Ambassador, what is the impact of this myth to diplomacy between these two adversarial peoples, Palestinians and Israelis?
Well, certainly those who believe that Jews are about to become a minority in their own country are urging Israel to depart from the strategic high grounds of the mountain ridges of Judea Samaria, which also happens to be the crux of the Jewish homeland. On the other hand, those who are aware of the demographic reality approach the diplomatic negotiation with much more confidence and realism.
So the fact that many people believe in this myth, that there's a great, much larger, higher number of Palestinian births to Israeli births, is this fake news?
Well, it is an attempt by Arabs to scare Israel into reckless concessions. It is an attempt to push Israel into a position of fatalism, pessimism, defeatism. But in fact, our demography today is unique among Western democracies. In fact, we are the only advanced economy in the world which produces youngsters in a sufficient number to sustain our impressive economic growth without reliance on imported migrant laborers. We also have a pretty impressive fertility rate, number of babies per woman, which makes it possible to expand, if necessary, our security military forces. And certainly, it also provides our diplomatic negotiators with much stronger backbone to withstand the diplomatic pressure.
And within Israel, are there political forces kind of aligning behind the myth and those who are debunking it?
Well, it used to be the conventional wisdom that Jews, just like all other Western societies, have a low fertility rate, and therefore, supposedly, it's a question of time before Jews become a minority. As of 2005, when groundbreaking research surfaced, and I happened to be one of the two co-founders of the American-Israeli team that has researched Israeli-Arab demographics, since 2005, there have been by now two schools of thoughts. The one which still holds on to this fake demography, and the other one which is increasingly realistic.
And Mr. Ambassador, what do you think of the Trump administration as it handles diplomacy between Israelis and Palestinians, their policies thus far into this administration?
Well, certainly the talk, and I emphasize the talk, sounds much, much more encouraging than the talk which prevailed during the Obama administration. However, at this stage, it's talk. It remains to see what will happen with the walk. One concern which I personally have is that which is reflected through the recent travels by President Trump's negotiators and the meetings held with different Arab leaders. Supposedly, there is the assumption that we are talking about another business transaction, another business deal, and let's split the issues of contention. Let's arrive at certain compromise, etc. I hope that in due time, the Trump administration folks will realize that the Arab Palestinian Israeli conflict is anything but business. The issue is not the size of the Jewish state. The issue at stake is the existence of the Jewish state, which is regarded by the Palestinians as an infidel state in the abode of Islam. And the proof is in the pudding. Palestinian terrorism goes back to the 1920s and 1930s and 1940s before there was a Jewish state. It goes back to before 1967 when there was not one Jewish settlement in the West Bank or in Gaza. And another issue of concern, as far as I'm concerned, is the assumption prevailing in Washington that the Palestinian issue is a crown jewel as far as the Arabs are concerned, and therefore the U.S. should tend to it very urgently. There's no reality behind such an assumption. And the fact is that the West Bank was under Jordanian control for 19 years between 1949 and 1967. It never occurred to them to establish a Palestinian there. The Egyptians controlled Gaza until 67. Never occurred to them to establish a Palestinian state. And as far as the Arabs are concerned, the Palestinians have been a role model of subversion and terrorism in their own country. The bottom line, the Palestinian issue has never been a core cause of regional instability, of the Arab-Israeli conflict, and has never been a top concern for Arab countries other than their talk. But their walk suggests a different attitude.